From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN Security Council is holding emergency talks today on North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea, the Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangaron, on whether the UN meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the council condemning the test. But I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile Sunday on a high projection into the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang. At this hour, President Trump is hosting a roundtable with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House. The president's daughter, Ivanka, a senior advisor, is participating in the meeting along with female business leaders. As the U.S. and Canada prepare to launch a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs, not on the public agenda, but it is likely to be discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Police in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a protest rally in the eastern city of Lahore, killing 13 people, including two police officers. Dozens of people were wounded in the blast. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and pharmaceutical manufacturers against new regulations. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.